got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, this one is bring it on home. It's amazing. Really. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. And the absence, not and the absence of good, of evil is good. What does that mean? And again, these biblical questions are for those people who want to overcome, who want to know themselves, who want to finally have perfect peace in their lives, who are tired of living and being afraid and being lonely and being this and being that and want to be like others. It's for those who want to be free. The biblical questions are not for all, because most people, it's for all who will receive it, that's for sure. But most people love their hell, so stay in your misery. Stay in your hell and try to hurt others while you're in hell. It's not for you. We have every way to watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to do whatever you do, fight ice, take your children to the socialist communist public school because you don't love them enough to stay home and raise them, or you're just working out, or you're running or walking, and you just got to do it. You can podcast, but you can also listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Amazing. One of my favorite days. Today is, but not the other day, but today is, because it reminds me of the good old days when America was America, when boys were boys and men were men, growing up in Sweet Home, Alabama, when we can only get country and western music on that plantation down in Alabama because we didn't have those electric wires running, so we couldn't get it. We couldn't get the other kind of music. So I grew up to love country and western music. So every Tuesday is country and western Tuesday. Yeehaw! Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
So I'm talking to my engineer. Amazing. Thank you, Hake, for sending in for me yesterday. I had to take care of some business, so Hake sat in for me for the last 2 hours of the show on Monday. The Hake report guy did. I didn't get a chance to hear the show, but I heard he did an amazing job. Thank you, Hake. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And either you stay asleep or you wake up and be free. It's up to you. I recommend waking up, but most people love their slumber. They love being asleep. But for those men and women who don't, you can truly wake up. It has been made possible for all who will receive it. Because here on earth, it is hell. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse. I have a soundbite coming up for you a little later of what's happening in Portland, Oregon. And it's interesting to me in that I don't know what the anarchists want over there in Oregon. I don't know what they want. And it definitely appears that somebody is paying a group of lost people to fight and burn and destroy property and everything. And when you talk to these people, they don't even know why they're doing it. But we'll get to that. And they've been chanting stupid things like no borders, no wall, no USA at all. That's a quote-unquote Antifa chant. But it's interesting to see people in a great country like America, willing their desire to destroy it. You would think that they would want, the way they did in the good old days, they would want to make it better, but we'll get to that. But it's a spiritual battle, and human beings are evil, and as a result, you're not going to have peace on earth like that. You're going to have it within yourself if you want it. In spite of what's going on earth around you, if you were to wake up, you won't be bothered about it. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, lesbianism, Olaabaism, anti-Semitism, white supremacism, Debbie Dadism, no ism. It's either right or wrong, and there's no gray area. And far too many have chosen to stay wrong and fight. They have taken sides on earth, and they are fighting for ego reasons only. And not for good, period. Because if you were working on the side of good, there would be no fight, because you would realize there's nothing you can do about yourself or for yourself or anyone else, or you wouldn't fight. Only the lost fight. And for ego reason, pretending is for good. And it's amazing to finally see it, because I haven't always seen that myself. I used to be out there in the fight. And I one time thought that I was fighting for something. I remember we would hold abortion rallies. My organization, Barn, would hold abortion rallies on weekends, Saturdays. And I would see all these young people, especially black young girls, going into the abortion mills, killing the man's children in the womb. And we would try to talk them out of it. And so we succeeded at. But I thought it was a real fight. I thought that we were doing good to try to convince someone not to have an abortion or fight if they did, stand in front of an abortion mill. But it wasn't doing any good at all. And the reason I realized that now, what I realized is that because they have a right, life is a gift from God. And with that gift, God doesn't dictate what you do with it. He lets you do what you want with it. If you want to kill the man's children in the womb, you can. If you want to hate your fellow man, you can. And if you want to overcome, you can. If you want to be free, you can. It's, you do what you want with that gift from God. It's a gift. And when someone gives you a gift, they can't dictate what you do with it. I didn't know that at the time. And I didn't know that no human being has a right to judge anyone for what they want to do with the gift from God. God doesn't judge them. I didn't know that we didn't have a right. Human beings don't have a right to judge. I know that now, but I didn't know it then. And so if you want to kill the man's children in the womb, if you want to hate one another, have you noticed that God gave you this gift of life? And if you want to hate the rest of your life, hate others, you can do it. He doesn't do anything to try to stop you. He lets you suffer with the gift that he gave you. He doesn't take the gift back. He doesn't say, well, I gave you the gift. I can do what I want. What you do, I hate it, and I gave you the gift. He just lets you hate, and he lets you be miserable. Because anyone, you can bank on this one. You can put your, what do you call that new money thing?
Crypto.
You can put your crypto on it. Your cash or your credit card. Anyone that has anger / resentment is an unhappy person. They have no peace. It doesn't matter how so-called famous you are, how rich or poor you are, how color you are, whatever color, you're a miserable person. And you get no peace. And you live in the darkness of your imagination, calling it good. And you notice God just lets you do that. The truth lets you do it. It doesn't bother you. The truth only helps those that want to overcome it. It's not going to interfere. Once in a while, I might try to warn you, but if you don't want to listen, it's fine. But it's not going to interfere. It's not going to make you change anything. And we, the people, have no right to try to make anyone else change. As long as they're not hurting you physically, they can do whatever they want to themselves. As long as they're not hurting you physically, they can do what they want. And can't no anyone hurt you mentally and emotionally unless you allow that to happen. They can't hurt you. You're letting that happen to hurt yourself. ABC 7 is reporting. Thousands of people converged on southern Israel on Tuesday to mourn the dead as the nation's mark 2 years since Hamas' October 7 attack. While Israel and Hamas press on with indirect peace talk in Egypt. Watch this from ABC 7.
President Trump says he hopes there will be an agreement on phase one as early as this week. Today, ceasefire talks continue. Mediators from Hamas and Israel are meeting in Egypt, and talks are centered around prisoner exchanges. Under Trump's proposal, Israel would release nearly 2,000 Palestinians in exchange for Hamas freeing 48 hostages, 20 of whom are believed to be alive. Overnight, people gathered at the memorial site of the Nova Music Festival. People there mourning those who died 2 years ago in the attacks. It is estimated that Hamas militants killed 1,200 Israelis on October 7, 2023. According to Gaza's ministry, which is controlled by Hamas, the Palestinian death toll is more than 67,000 during the war. President Trump saying this about ongoing negotiations.
I really think we're going to have a deal. We have a really good chance of making a deal, and it'll be a lasting deal. We want to have peace.
Later today, President Trump will welcome former hostage Eden Alexander to the White House. He is the last known living American to be released by Hamas.
Amazing. Human beings inflicting pain upon one another. Isn't that amazing? There will never be peace on earth in the way that you think it will, because of human nature. Human beings love fake power. And if they can convince you that war is needed and necessary, and you agree with them, they believe they created that, and they believe they have power. And war, and as a result, wars will always be. Isn't that amazing? Human beings are killing, wounded, hurting one another. Created by God, and God said to love one another, not to hate one another. And what do? They hate one another. Another thing I noticed about this attack back in October 7th, and I don't really understand it. That people are trying to blame a member of the Dream Team for this. Oh, you don't know who the Dream Team is? Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. The Dream Team. And they're trying to blame Netanyahu for what happened. I don't know what happened, but they said, oh, Netanyahu set that up. Netanyahu caused October 7 to happen. I was like, well, why do you say that? What's the proof? They have no proof. They heard somebody else say it. And they believed it because someone else said it. And then they go out and quote it, repeat it. And then they sound so convincing, as though they believe you. If you didn't have your own mind, you'd believe it too. What a mess. I don't know what happened, but I do hear people saying that. Amazing. May the ones who expired during that attack, may their soul rest in peace. It's amazing to me to see what human beings, the way they treat one another. And God said to love one another, but you hate one another, and this is what you get. And I'm starting to hear that, and I don't know if it's true or not, again, because since doing media, I've been hearing more and more about how the Jews are afraid that the Holocaust is going to happen to them again. And I often wonder How can you live in fear like that with something that's not happening? The Holocaust doesn't exist anymore, but forever the Jews, they remind me of the blacks. In that, the blacks always talk about slavery, and they don't even know anything about it. They weren't there. They don't know anything about it. What they heard about it, they don't know if it's true or not, but they repeat it and they believe that it's true. And when you believe that stuff, you bring your stuff upon yourself. So the Jews are afraid for another Holocaust, and the blacks are afraid of another slavery or something. Something like that. And they said, my ancestor was enslaved. And you can't find one black that their ancestor was enslaved. But they act like it was yesterday. Let the past be the past, and let now the present be now. Why can't you live now? And so we're starting to hear more and more Jews being concerned that something's going to happen to them. I know, you know, based on the information I've seen in the media, that they have allowed the Allahu Akbar people to come here in our country and go to the universities, and they do chant from the ocean to the sea, from the land to the sea, or something like that. But those people hate America and Israel because they believe that we are the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan. And our government have allowed these people to come into our country. And they are chanting from the land to the sea. What the? From the river to the sea. Thank you. From the river to the sea. That's what the Palestine people, can you imagine that these people in our country saying that to us? Did you ever think that that was possible in America? That we would let our enemy in, bring them in, and they would publicly shout from the river to the sea, and that America is the big Satan. If ever we needed Donald Trump, we need him now. Maybe now. News Channel 5 is reporting. In a town hall at Nashville Gordon Jewish Community Center, area Jews told News Channel 5 investigator that they are now feeling anti-Semitism from both four right extremists and four left. But an unlikely encounter between a neo-Nazi and a woman who represented everything he thought he hated resulted in something completely unexpected. I don't understand that either, but watch this from News Channel 5.
So many people have just never really gotten to know a Jewish person.
That's right. And we're not that big of a deal, you know, like.
For members of the Jewish community that I met for this conversation.
An MTSU professor told me that another professor asked him to show him his horns because he was Jewish.
One, however, had a very different confrontation with hate.
Wake up, America! It's the Jews!
Tell me about that day that you were on Broadway.
So that day has turned into several months.
Take care of your daughter.
She's crying because she's scared of you.
On that Sunday afternoon on Nashville's Lower Broadway last summer, the neo-Nazi group, known by their acronym GDL, was spouting their anti-Semitic rhetoric to anyone who would listen.
I was down there, and we had some girls from Israel that were staying with us, and I was with a friend. And we had our kids down there, and it was just a day that I was just done with it.
This video from the GDL live stream shows when Melissa first got into the middle of the group's protest as they tried to recruit followers with their flyers.
I watched people say, well, what are you talking about? Where'd you get this idea? And they're able to pull them in.
I think one of the dumbest conversations I ever heard, I've heard many, but one of the dumbest conversations I ever heard was someone said, well, you just don't know a white person. You just don't know a black. You just don't know a Jew. Like, you got to know them to love them. What the? Most of the time when you know people, you don't love them, right? But just because you know someone, that means you're going to love them. The woman became angry with the claim of the neo-Nazi. I don't even know what that is, but okay. Watch this.
You Jews are very selfish with your questions. Okay.
The more she listened to their hateful claims about Jews, the angrier she got.
Like, I don't know, I was just not in the mood, right?
But you got in their faces.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
I was done with it.
Guys, I am 4'11".
Wait, yeah.
Standing around the bunch of white men.
Yeah, we know you're not scared of us.
Yeah.
As a result of this encounter, Melissa began talking and texting for months with this GDL member from California. She says he eventually told her she was the first Jew he'd ever met.
He's just learning stuff off of the internet, and it's being reinforced constantly along with people. So he has these wild misconceptions about what Judaism looks like, what Jews are. It was actually a positive conversation that came out of it.
Is he still a member of GDL?
No, he's not.
What it took, she thinks, was getting him to finally see a Jewish person as a fellow human being, a thought that occurred to her when she attended the trial of Ryan McCann, the Canadian GDL member who was recently convicted for his assault of a young Jewish man.
I just wonder how it would have turned out if this person would have just made a Jewish friend from the get-go.
That's dumb, lady. Friends don't even like one another, so that's dumb. What's she doing down there anyway? Why her husband let her go down amongst angry people and get involved? What's wrong with her? Just because you know someone, that don't mean you're going to love them. You just haven't met, you don't know white people, you don't know black people, you don't know Jewish people, you don't know gay people, you don't know lesbians, you don't know, that's a dumb conversation. You don't have to know someone to not hate them. Amazing. How you sit and have that kind of conversation, I don't know. And if you don't love all, you love none. What are you saying, Nick? Anchor baby.
Well, I don't know this GDL group or anything about them.
What's a GDL mean?
I don't even know what that stands for, but that's the group she was talking to.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know anything about them.
G-O-Y-I-M.
The Goyim Defense League.
What does Goyim mean?
I believe that's a word that means non-Jews, Gentiles. But I think it's like a mean one.
Yeah, he said it means non-Jews.
Look, all I'm saying is this GDL group, I don't know anything about them. But we just, in the snippets we saw, she didn't really say what was wrong that they said. She's
sure
like,
didn't.
They got all these wrong ideas. And so it was a pretty bad news segment. They could have done better on that. And two, it sounded like she was saying, I'm surrounded by these white men and I'm the threat. So what are you saying? White men are a threat?
That's a good point.
On account of being white? Like, what is it? I'd like to ask her that question.
It's amazing to see whites and Jews fighting like blacks and whites. Fight. Fight! 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 Whites and Jews are fighting the way blacks and white people fight. Why don't y'all understand everybody want to fight? War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. I'll be back in a moment for your phone calls at Super Chats. 888-77-JESSE. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge a molester but think they're better than a molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Country and Western Tuesday. Yeehaw! You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, and James Hake is on fire. He's not afraid of the blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? He's not afraid. From 9 to 11, the guy with the good hair, he white. And after that, oh, Lord, not yours, Lord. But the anchor baby on fire, the American anchor baby. And on Friday, he fly high, not off fentanyl, not off pot, but off natural energy from God, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. All right? Amazing. Let me go to Chris, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, what's happening, man? I've been watching you a long time.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't hear you.
Go ahead. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, you know, I just, one little thing, you know, it's just bugged me for quite a while is, I don't have nothing against the Jews, never did. I was raised Catholic and Christian, you know, all that. But I just wonder, man, because I've always been felt the kinship with the Native Americans, and I always wonder why is it such a big thing about 2 million Jews that were unalived, as you might say, you know, they were wiped out. But 50 million Native Americans were wiped out here, but we never talk about it. And I'll just stop there because I'll start rambling.
And
but maybe someone can think of it. Yeah.
And your question for me is what about that?
Why? Why is it always just the Jews are illuminated and talked about, but we never really talk about the humans that were here before? 50 million before the United States was established.
What's a Native
American? Native American, the indigenous people that were living here.
The Indians?
Yes, sir.
Why are they called Native American?
I don't know. Why? What name am I? You know, I could call me a, whatever you want.
Why do you call them Native American?
Because that's the name that I've heard. That's all I have to use.
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
They are Indians. Why do you call them Native American? Because when the Indian was living on the land and doing nothing with it, it wasn't American.
Yeah, well, I get that. I get your point wherever you're going.
You
but my point
it,
is why.
Why do you call
I don't,
it?
Hey, just let me just make
Jesse.
The point that I'm making. I don't care, Jesse. There was 2 million Jews killed. They make a big issue about it. 50 million humans were killed here, and we don't ever talk about it. That's all.
Well, maybe because the Jews tend to have world influence.
And the
Indian have none.
Right.
You think that might be what it is?
Well, yeah, the power.
You
power
notice that the Indians...
And they're still getting ripped off.
Chris, you notice that the Indians don't have any influence at all?
Yeah, they don't even let them in the UN.
But they don't want any influence. They just want to sit around and smoke peyote.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man. Because, I swore, but
hey,
I've been there.
Hey,
I've been
there.
I said, sorry. I said that. I said, sorry.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
All right.
Yeah, you know. I ain't trying to do that, but I've been to a lot of powwows, and I've talked. There's some pretty intelligent people there, man. And it's not like they all want to sit around and drink and just smoke weed, bro.
Why don't
it's just not happening.
Why don't they take care of themselves and be creative?
Well, they do. They have, but they get crushed, man.
What,
you have been, you know.
Chris, what is it that they were doing and they were crushed? What were they doing?
They were living here.
No, what have they been doing?
They were living here,
Chris,
and they were eliminated.
Chris, what have they done in the last 70 years and they were crushed?
Well, they were crushed all that 70 years. What do you mean?
They're
still trying to take their land and mining the uranium and letting them mine there and dying? Come on, man.
Chris.
Yeah, it's all right. I know that, you know, they weren't
Chris,
as productive as our big government here.
Chris,
you know.
In the last 70 years, what have they done or what were they done? And I'm asking for education purposes. What were they doing and they were crushed?
Living off the land.
What do you mean living off the land?
They live off the land.
So they weren't doing they weren't doing anything productive?
Well, I don't know. They were living. Isn't that productive? How much do you got to do? Too much productivity would just eat up the earth. If everybody decided to be super productive, wouldn't the earth be to eat up?
But if they weren't doing anything, how can they be crushed?
Well, just like you crush a bug. It's alive. It's sitting there. You stomp on it. You crushed it, didn't you?
But didn't we give them casinos?
No, I'll give them casinos. They shouldn't even have to be like, you give it to them. They tried to take their machines from them, and they stood up and took the shit back. Sorry, I said it again. You know,
Chris, you can't curse on this show.
I better get off the phone. I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
Why don't you drop your anger?
Well, because I get worked up, man.
But why don't you drop
your
anger?
I've always, like, people in my neighborhood, everybody that was being beat up, and we always stood up for them and took care of them. And the women, girls, we stood up for them and took care of them and protected them, bro.
Why don't you drop your anger?
Well, okay, right now, okay. Boom.
No, Matthew, why don't you
drop?
What good is it doing you to be angry?
Well, you know, if you don't realize that something is wrong, you're going to get angry, and then you have to channel that and turn that into something creative.
What good is it doing you to be angry?
Well, I don't stay angry. I just get worked up, man, because
what good is it doing you to be angry?
Yeah. It makes my heart pump good.
So
yeah.
What good is it doing you to be angry, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know, but it can drive you to action.
You can't take action unless you're angry?
No, I'm saying it can drive you to action.
If you had no
anger... It ain't always good.
If you had no anger, if you had no anger, you wouldn't do anything?
Well, no, anger made me stand up for people. When I see this bully and somebody needed to stand up for somebody that was helpless.
Amazing. Do you love the Jews?
I love humans.
Do you love
all
the
humans.
Jews?
I don't. Is that a name? Is that, which Jews?
You
got the Israel people. You got them split between each other. So which group should I like?
Do you love the Jews?
I love the Jews. I love Africans. I love Americans.
Chris, do you love the
Christians.
Jews?
I said that already.
Do you love the Jews?
Yeah, I love the Jews. I love they're humans, ain't they?
Do you love the Jews, Chris?
I love the Palestinians too that got killed.
Do you love
Holy
the
mackerel.
Jews?
I said I love the Jews already. What more do you want?
But I asked if you love the Jew, but you tell me you about other people. And I didn't ask about others.
Well,
I
I'm just saying
you,
they're in the group.
I only ask you, do you love the Jews?
Yeah, they're the same as anybody else. Yeah, I love them like I do anybody else.
Is it possible to have love and hate?
Yeah. Some people love to hate.
Amazing. Thank you, Chris.
Right?
I appreciate
it. Yeah. Take it easy, brother.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Rose out of New Zealand. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Rose.
Hi. Hi, Jesse. Hey. Yeah, I'm Rose.
Hey, Rose.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
That's good. Yeah, the first time caller, I didn't really have a question as such. I just kind of wanted to see what your opinion is about the investigation about everything that's going on with Charlie Kirk. And, you know, do you think that it's really true what the Trump administration and the FBI are saying to us? Pardon?
You say, go ahead, you finish your point.
There's just so many other videos and facts and things coming out. It just seems that a lot of people are moving on so fast from his death, and, you know, there wasn't a proper investigation after there was that concrete poured on, you know, the Utah site. There was just a lot of things, that a lot of dodgy things, like kind of cover up, and yeah, and I just my eyes have been kind of open to a lot lately. I am a Christian. I do believe in God.
You do?
Yeah.
And when you say your eyes have been open to a lot, like what? Give me an example of what your eyes have been open to.
Just like the whole Benjamin Netanyahu, like trying to control TikTok and what the young ones see, and, you know, realizing like a lot of the politicians are being paid to speak Israel first and things like that. I love Jews. I'm not against Jews at all, but I just don't like what AIPAC and what the Israeli Prime Minister is doing to, like, America, and it's affecting other countries as well. And
why don't you like it? How are you being affected by it?
Well, I'm just more saying, like, it just feels like ethnic cleansing. Like, the way I see it.
How are you being affected by it?
Well, just more, I kind of wanted to get your take on it. Like, it was more something I'm realizing.
So you asked me about Charlie Kirk thing, right?
Yeah.
What did you want to know about that?
Well, I just wanted to know what you think about, you know, do you believe really the take that the FBI has about how they think he was really killed? Do you think they're hiding
things? Oh, I see. So they think he was really killed by an evil guy on top of a roof. And you want to know how I feel about that?
Like, do you believe that it was that young man, or do you believe he's been set up and the FBI lying to a lot of Americans?
Oh, I see. No, I haven't thought about that at all.
Okay.
No. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you believe it?
I've been looking into a lot of different footages and just looking at different angles, and it's just hard to believe that.
But the footages that you're looking at are just people saying a bunch of stuff with no proof. Why do you believe them, and why is it important to you at all?
Well, I have family that, you know, are hunters, and the gun that they named and things like that, you couldn't be able to break that down into a barrel and put it in a bag, and just the things that have been said, like,
I know, but what happened to Charlie Kirk? Allegedly some guy shot him. Why does that concern you at all?
Well, if you were to find out that it wasn't, you know, that wasn't the truth, how would you feel?
So what now?
If it was a family member that, you know, would you keep searching for the truth, or would you just be like, okay, the FBI told me this is what it is, so I'm going to believe it?
I wouldn't even think about it. That's between them. It had nothing to do with me. And I know that human beings are evil, so you expect these things to happen to her. So I wouldn't even waste one iota of minute thinking about it. That's what I'm trying to understand. Why are you even thinking about it at all? You're in New Zealand. Why are you thinking about what happened to Charlie Kirk at all?
I just more. There's a lot going on.
But this is hell on earth. You can expect that. And you have so far. You haven't given me any evidence that any of what you believe is true. Why are you believing those things when you have no proof?
Well, it's very obvious that how can people move on with their life so happily in his team without, you know, like there's no signs of grieving at all. Like I've grieved a lot of family and there's no signs of them actually grieving in the way that's like, you know, they're just excited and happy, but they're, you know, and just
what I'm talking about, you have no proof at all of what you believe. Why are you coming to a conclusion, and why do you get so into conspiracy theory?
Because it's not conspiracy. Like the FBI, what I'm saying is the FBI, they've been covering up things for years. I mean, you know that with the Epstein files, like so many different things.
What did they cover up with the Epstein file?
Oh, well, they obviously didn't. They couldn't release names of things of people who were on them.
But what?
They said they had files on their desk and this
if
and that.
If your name was on the Epstein file, would you want it to be released?
Well, my name's not on the Epstein file, but would Trump?
Would you want it to be released if your name was on it? Let's say you were one of the sluts that was at the party, and you went, you had a good time, you made a lot of money. Would you want your name to be released?
That's not me. What I'm saying is Donald Trump said he was going to release it. He did it.
Would you want your name to be released?
And now Charlie Kirk was killed.
Would you want your name to be released?
Donald Trump said he was going to release it.
Would you want your name to be released?
If I was a victim or if I was... What are you talking about?
No such thing as a victim, but... If you were at Epstein party and you were having a hootenanny of a time, and then somebody
and somebody
got mad and now they want to know everybody else's business, would you want your name to be released?
Well, if I was doing things that were immoral and it was illegal, I mean,
would you want your name to be released?
If I was doing wrong and my name was released, what I'm saying is you're voting for someone or, you know, Donald Trump when he's literally, him and his whole government are covering
But you're not answering my question.
Yeah, but this is how you try and get people.
No, I
know. Like, you're not answering my question either,
and
brother.
Trump never said what you said he said anyway.
No, but he did say, you know, he's
so you're saying stuff that's something. Not true. Trump never said what you said. You're like one of those conspiracy theorists. You're making up stuff.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. But, you know, his government, like his, Pam Bondi and stuff said she had the files on her desk, you know, there's just all sorts of things. But may I ask you, like, what is your stance on Israel taking over media in America?
I don't know if Israel is taking over media or America. What's your stance? I don't have any proof of that. What's your stance on that?
Well, look at the videos that BB's saying himself that's what he's going to do. That's not
Rose,
a conspiracy
Rose,
theory.
What's your stance on that?
My stance is just that he should focus on Israel and keep the politics completely out of other countries when it comes to...
Are you an American or a New Zealand?
Well, this is not just to do with it. It affects the whole world. I'm in New
American,
Zealand.
And so why does it concern you what happens to America?
Well, I mean, we have an FBI office that Cash Patel opened in Auckland. So it does actually...
Effect. What is it like you said something that Trump did not say?
No, but what I was saying was that he did, you know, say that.
You're not answering any of my questions. What is it like for you saying something that Trump did not say?
He did say that.
You see how you put that out there? There's
he
no
said
proof.
He was going to release the files, but other, he was doing his
and
thing.
And then other conspiracy people would believe that because they heard you say something that was not true.
No, but he said it himself. Like, hey, I'll send you the video.
Did you say you're a Christian?
Yeah. Well, I believe in Christ, yes.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know I believe in Christ? I know that he died on the cross. He resurrected on the third day.
Right, you know that happened because you read it, but how do you know you believe in him?
I believe in him because I've had experiences with him.
Like what?
I went most of my life not knowing him at all, and then I didn't know anything to do with Christianity. And I opened the Bible one time after my sister died, and I had all these flashbacks, and I started...
Do you know you believe in him?
I know that I believe in him. I know he's real.
How do you know?
He spoke to me after my sister died telepathically.
Did he ask you if you're a Christian, why are you so concerned about things that's not even relevant to your life? Did Christ ask you about that?
No. He did say something important
Do you think Christ would want to know, Rose, you live in New Zealand. Why are you so concerned about things that are not relevant to your life? It has nothing to do with you. Do you think Christ would want to know, ask you that?
Well, it's more just about knowing, like, the truth. So many people out there are lying about
No, you're not
things.
Answering the question. Do you
and
think Christ would want to know from Rose?
Question?
Rose, if you're a Christian... Why are you concerned about things that's not even relevant to your life or has anything to do with you? Would Christ want to know why you're into all that?
I mean, sure, I'll talk to him about it. Because when Charlie got
say?
Assassinated, I felt
What did
I felt
he say when you talked to him about it?
What do I say?
What did Christ say when he told you to stay out of it?
Well, I just keep praying about it.
Well,
you don't hear...
To pray
I don't
what?
Hear him audibly talk to me every moment.
What do
moment.
You pray about? What do you say when you pray about it?
I pray all sorts. I do pray for the persecuted Christians. I pray.
What do you say
you know, that,
when you
that
pray?
The truth will be revealed in the world, but I just feel like
Rose,
you're
what
kind
do
of
you
like,
say when you pray?
What I'm trying to say, do you see, I don't have much time left because it's real expensive and to call you guys. I think it's
What
like
do you say
minute.
When you pray?
Well, what do you say when you pray?
No, what do you say
First
you pray
I
about it?
I
don't pray about
pray.
That mess. What do you say when you pray?
That's between me and Jesus, behind closed doors.
Amazing. Rose,
bless you, Jesse. It was nice talking, but I just need to say before I go that...
Rose, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming. I'll be back in a moment, straight to your calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole lot of men. mess going on in the world. These so-called workers, air traffic controllers even, they're calling out sick. They just don't make air traffic controllers like they used to. It's basically like a strike. But they're claiming, oh, it's because of the government shutdown. No, it's because they're trifling and lazy and evil. And anyway, Israel, it's October 7th, guys. 2 years since that terror attack. Was it worth it, Hamas? Asks somebody in the chat. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, the 7th of October, A.D., 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Unless you've already called in once today. Only one call per day per show, okay? You can call into every show once a day. Once each. But you can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. If you're young, it's like this. If you're old, it's like this. All right? So do it. 888-77-JESSE. It is fake news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the Super Chats as well and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports. Those diet sodas are not necessarily as gentle on your body as you'd hope. They're not necessarily healthier. New research, more healthful, actually. Because healthier means like a cow is healthy or a person is healthy. How can a soda be healthy? No, healthful. Anyway, the new research finds drinking diet beverages may raise the risk of a common liver disease by up to 60%. Something like that. Anyway, it is a somber day in Israel as the country marks 2 years since Hamas launched their deadly attack on October 7th, 2023 AD, the year of our Lord. The massacre carried out by Hamas killed 1,200 Israelis, they say, and took more than 250 people hostage, or they called them prisoners or something. Hamas and other militant groups still hold 48 hostages, 20 of whom believed to be alive, so the other 28 believed to be gone. October 7th inflicted deep trauma on Israeli communities, says Commie Nonsense Network CNN, with many viewing it as Israel's 9/11. September 11th, October 7th, it triggered a brutal retaliation from Israel on Hamas in Gaza, which the enclave's health ministry has said has killed more than 67,000 Palestinians, most of them women and children. Talks to end, as Commie Nonsense reporting, right, so-called, talks to end the war will continue in Egypt today, as our greatest president has the negotiators and mediators working to advance his proposed ceasefire plan, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. And troop deployments. President Trump is suggesting he could invoke the Insurrection Act because there are insurrections around the country with Antifa and demon rats, I call them, Democrats, to send National Guard troops to the United States cities if these so-called courts keep blocking him unjustly, his deployments. Quote, I really think that's really criminal insurrection, President Trump stated Monday about anti-ICE protests and riots in Portland, Oregon, for example, before promising to make the city safe. Federal agents also on the ground, says the phrase, in Chicago, where protests and riots have been taking place against immigration enforcement. What a mess. And meanwhile, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott posted a photo on social media of Texas National Guard troops leaving for Illinois. That's where Chicago is, I hear. The deployment comes after Illinois and the city of Chicago sued the Trump administration earlier Monday, calling the plans to move the troops from other states, quote, illegal, dangerous, and unconstitutional. What a joke, huh? And those flight delays, travelers across the United States feeling the effects not of the government shutdown, as Commie Nonsense claims, but it's a shortage of air traffic controllers causing delays at major airports and cancellations. A control tower was shut down over in Burbank. Controllers are considered essential workers, so they have to work during the shutdown. But they're not being paid, at least not presently. They'll get paid later. And so they're calling out sick, lamos. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, oh, Lord, it's a doozy. Get ready. Pay attention. For those who want to overcome, know themselves. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? That question is like, what the? That question is better than a camotelli boo. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. No, I said my biblical question. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And we have every way that you can watch, or just JLP. Jesse Lee Peterson, Cash App. What?
Bond JLP Cash App.
Bond JLP Cash App. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we do have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. A spiritual battle. There's no gray area. It's either good or evil. There's no gray. Let me go to Brandon, a first-time call out of Indiana. Brandon, you are on the air.
Well, hello, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Brandon.
How are you?
All is well.
All is well. Great. I'm very tickled to talk to you. Thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your show and what you do for the community. If I seem a little awkward, I'm sorry. You're a big inspiration to me, but I'm sure that you first meet people probably fairly often with a similar situation. I just wanted to kind of say that just in case if I come off a little weird or something speaking with you.
No, don't worry. Are you working on yourself?
Always die every day, a little bit every day, right? Is that what it says to do? We all die a little every day as a Christian, right?
And so are you working on yourself?
Yes.
By doing what? How are you working on yourself?
Right now, I struggle a lot. I'm a single man, and I don't have children, and I want children, and I want a wife.
Why?
So I fight. My having a real hard devotion to God does not come across, I don't think, females' minds as attractive as much as maybe it used to be.
And why do you want a wife and children?
Because there's purity, and I can teach.
What?
And pass.
There's
purity.
What's
purity?
What do you mean by that?
The children. I want a kid just because they're, you know, it's enjoyable. I like to have a wife and kids would be wonderful to me because I could spend time with them. I wouldn't feel so lonely. I would be able to carry on, you know, my name and have something to, like, basically teach all my skills to.
Are you a Christian?
I would consider myself, I mean, yes, Jesse, yes, I'm a Christian.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And so what made you think that having a wife and a children would prevent you from being lonely?
I want to have something to share my home with. You know, I get lonely by myself in my home, and I don't go out into society much because...
Why do you think having a wife and children would prevent you from being lonely?
Because they would fulfill my needs for, like, I know you're probably trying to say that I don't need a wife and kids to not be lonely.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to understand why you think. Don't, you're reading into what you think I'm saying, but I'm asking you, why do you think having a wife and children would prevent you from being lonely?
Because I'll have someone to share life with.
But you never met one person on the planet who have wife and children and don't experience loneliness.
True, but I think that
why would it be different for you?
I hope that it's not negative. You know, I don't want the, I know a lot of people hear marriage and they automatically think all ball and chain, but for one, I would like to have a strong sex. I would like to have a healthy sex life, Jesse. And you know, I'm not supposed to do that unless I'm married.
You want to get married to have sex?
Not just that reason, Jesse, but I would like to experience a healthy sex life. I would.
Let me ask, what is a healthy sex life?
Doing it through God.
Doing it through God? What do you mean?
You got to get married. You're supposed to be, don't you think? I'm pretty sure the Bible directs that you're supposed to be married before you have sex.
I don't know if the Bible said that or not.
Well... I know it's very strong in the church.
I'm not saying it doesn't say that. Is there anywhere in the Bible where it says you're supposed to be married before you have sex?
I know it talks about fornication. And, you know, that word is deciphered many a ways, I know, depending on who you talk to and how they interpret the Bible and all that. But
does the Bible say you're supposed to be married before you have sex?
I don't think it says that directly. No, sir.
So then why did you say that?
Because that's what, how, like, if I go into churches and stuff like that, I don't know. That's just how I take it from how God directs it and how he delivers his word from the Bible. It seems that he doesn't want you having sex until you're married.
And does the Bible say you're not to have sex until you're married?
I don't think it says directly. I don't know if it does or not, Jesse, to be honest, but I don't think it says it.
Like, so then
I don't
think why did you say it?
Because of how most of churches believe, I guess, Jesse.
Why do you believe what the church believe?
Well, I'm not being argumentative. I'm just...
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not arguing. We're not arguing at all. I'm trying to understand. That's all.
The church, in my mind, is God's heart. So... But it's good for us to go into the building and fellowship, right? He wants us to fellowship. But it seems when you go into a church, it's just a big thing when you go out and people see, you know, one of the first things, if you ever take a lady in, are you guys living together? Are you guys married? You know, and if the answer is yes, we're living together and we're not married, there's a lot of frown.
Let me ask you this because of time. You're a Christian, right, you say?
Yes, sir.
And what does it mean to be a Christian for you?
from what believing in the gospel and that God rose and came, you know, the Messiah, Jesus, whatever, came and died for our sins and rose again, and have faith in him and want to go to heaven. I'd say that is the baseline for being
and you say Jesus rose or whatever. But let me ask.
Jesus rose. Well, I was just there.
If you are, if you believe in God, how is it possible to be lonely and believe in God?
There's a lot of differences in minds as far as interpretation of the Bible, and I get irritated with how there's so much separation because of how many different people believe so much different things and in how they interpret the Bible. You know, I think it should all be one thing, but that's not.
You said you get lonely and you believe having a wife and children would fulfill the loneliness. How is it possible to be lonely and believe in God?
I guess it's not, the Jesse.
So then why do you feel lonely then?
I don't know. I guess I feel maybe not lonely, but I feel, Lord, how can I say this? I wish I could talk to God, you know, like a lot of people claim that, you know, they've talked to him and they see him and stuff like that. I've never talked to God, Jesse. I'd suffer and struggle every day just to know he's there. You know, it's a constant grueling problem. I think I'm even getting to a point to where I'm having some, maybe a little bit of mental issue where I do struggle with his existence so much because I grieve about it so much, you know, because Jesse, if there's no Jesus and God, nothing matters. There is no purpose for anything, you know? And, be nice to know he's there, you know. But everybody, so I think everybody wants God to be there, Jesse. You know, and I think that's why there's a lot of rebellion.
If
in people,
you believe in God,
teenagers.
Why are you having all this conflict?
Yeah. I guess maybe that's my problem. I guess, Jesse. I guess my faith is not where it should be, I suppose.
And
you know?
Where should it be?
It should be there. I should have faith. But, you know, I also want to, that's what I struggle with, just that situation there. I'll bounce back and forth, you know.
And
one
so
day I'm, yeah.
One day you what?
I'm sorry?
You said one day you what?
One day I'm, you know, I'm believing in God and everything's hunky dory. And then I see things happen and I'll put two and two together on, you know, on things. And it's just like, something's not right here.
Is it
you
possible
know?
That you don't believe in God? You just believe about God.
I don't know, Jesse. I know I struggle a lot with it. I want there to be a God, you know?
Is it possible you don't believe in God? You just believe about God.
See, that's the thing. I don't want to lie to you. I devote every second of my life every day for whatever God wants me to do, and I want to do what He wants me to do. You know, so I hold my light broad as I can for the world. And,
is it possible you believe about God and not in God?
It could be possible, yes, sir. But, you know, I'm trying to, I don't know if that's a yes or no answer. That's my struggle. I hope there's a God. I believe that it is possible because it's the most correct leadership form of or anything that we have.
And who,
the Bible's never been proven
you?
Wrong. Who am I?
Who are you?
God's child, Brandon.
So, I'm sorry, who are you?
God's child, and my name is Brandon.
Okay, so you say you're God's child, so you say you belong to God. You say your name is Brandon, but who are you? You told me your name, And you told me who you think you belong to, but you didn't tell me who you are.
I am a living being that struggles between good and evil every day and tries to stay on the straight and narrow by knowing that I am not a perfect person, but I'm aware of that, and I practice to stay on that path.
So you told me what you do. Who are you?
I don't know how to answer that. What exactly, when you ask that, what are you meaning when you say, who am I?
Who
are
you? You told me your name. You told me how you struggle, what you do.
Yeah.
You told me who you belong to. You say you belong to God. But you didn't tell me who you are.
I'm just me, Jesse. I'm Brandon. I don't know how else to answer that.
And so if you don't know who you are, how do you know you get lonely to a point you think being married, having children is going to make it better? Who are you talking about that get lonely if you don't know who you are?
Somebody that's probably going to...
Who is getting lonely if you don't know who you are? How do you know you get lonely?
I've struggled enough with it, Jesse, where I've come to terms that I love the devil, you know?
Brandon,
and I feel sorry for the devil.
Brandon.
Because he's going to get stomped in the head with a girl's heel. Yeah.
If you don't know who you are, how do you know you get lonely?
Because I can feel that.
And what does it feel like?
Pitiful. Like I'm... not worth good enough to have, you know, someone.
And so are you your feelings?
No, I'm not. Well, I mean, maybe I'm whatever God says I am, Jesse.
Are you
That's
your feelings?
Am I my feelings?
You are your feelings?
My feelings are a part of me.
How do you know that and you don't even know who you are? How do you know the feelings are a part of you?
Because I can interpret and decipher what I'm feeling.
How can you do that? So, you don't even know who you are. How do you know you're feeling them?
Well, Jesse, everything that I do, I devote myself toward God. You know, and I do as best as I can.
Don't know who you are. Why do you say you're your feelings?
If I don't know who I am, what now? Say that again.
Why do you say you are your feelings?
You were just asking me. You asked me that question, and the best answer that I knew to come up with was because I can decipher what I feel, you know, my feelings.
So let me ask.
So naturally.
Are you your bad feeling and your good feelings?
Oh, I definitely have a good... I have a one side that wants to do bad, but I try to fight the temptation, you know?
And so you're your bad feelings and your good feelings?
Sure.
Amazing. What would happen if you... Because of time, what would happen if you drop your anger?
My anger? I think, see, the Bible says, sin, but don't, or be angry, but don't sin. You know, naturally, it's an emotion we have, but look, anger is not good for you. It's like constant poison.
God said that anyone that has anger is a murderer and not to be trusted. So what will happen if you drop your anger and never have it again?
I would think much more clearly, that's for sure, if I have no anger.
So why don't you drop your anger then?
I do good with that stuff.
Why don't you drop your anger?
I will, you know.
Why don't you?
I do.
Why haven't you done it so you can never be angry, so you can see clearly that you said? Why not drop the anger since God said don't even trust a person with anger? An angry person... cannot know God. An angry person is an evil person. Why don't you drop the anger since God condemned anger?
Right. Yeah. That's It's a very good point.
That's a question, not a point.
Right. Well, I think I'm probably never going to live life and not feel some sort of anger.
God said you can live that way.
Okay. I don't care. If God says I can, then I can. You know.
Why don't you drop it then?
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm not an angry person.
You do get angry. You get angry, you're an angry person.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because of time. Do you want to drop the anger and never be angry again?
Sure.
You want to be free?
Oh, most certainly, yeah.
You got to see You got to see that anger is evil. Any person that has anger is of their father, the devil. And then go forgive your mother for recreating her image. Forgive your father for not protecting you, and you shall be free.
Okay, so
Have you heard me say that you got to forgive your mother if you want to be free?
Yeah.
Why have you done that?
Oh, I have.
You went to her? You went to your mother?
Yeah.
And what'd you say to her?
Oh, I do it to everyone. Anybody that I've ever had any negativity that I have ever had with anyone, I always go to it and try and clear it up.
Your mother and forgiven her?
Most certainly.
What did you say to her?
I just tell her that no one's perfect, and I'm sorry that the situation's the thing that has happened between me and her, and I forgive her for anything that's ever happened. You know, that she's done.
Brandon, you need to forgive your mother. You have not forgiven her.
Okay.
Your mother was evil for doing what she's done to you.
Yeah.
She couldn't help it because her mother did it to her, so she did to you what her mother did to her, so she couldn't help it. But you got to...
Yeah.
You gotta.
Well, it's repetitive. It's repetitive.
You gotta forgive her for what she's done to you if you want to be free. Otherwise, God cannot forgive you, and you're just gonna have an idea about God, but you would never know God, because angry people cannot enter into the kingdom of peace.
I know what you're saying when you talk about your mother mistreating you, and I know how you are with those things as far as a woman having a son.
So why don't you forgive her?
I have.
You haven't told her that. You tiptoed around a little. Brandon, go forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for screwing up my life, recreating me in your image.
I have. I've said those things to her before, Jesse. It's just a repetitive thing, though. Everything's good for a while, and then, it just goes back to the same. She's just the person who she is, you know.
But what that have to do with you, though?
She's my mother.
What that mean? No, she's not your mother. You're a grown man. She's no longer your mother.
She's my mother.
And so you're gonna not change because of that?
No.
So what that have to do with you that she's your mother?
Because God teaches to treat your parents well.
But you're not treating them well. You're not forgiving them.
I forgive them.
You just said she's your mother.
She is my mother.
Why don't you forgive her and move on?
I have forgiven her.
Are you a child? How old are you?
I'm 45.
You have not. Did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
My parents separated when I was younger, but no, my dad would always protect me against my mother. So
have you forgiven your father for not protecting you? Did he leave you with her when he left her, or did you go with him?
No, I went with my mother.
Why didn't you go with him if he protected you? Why didn't you go with him?
Why did I not go with him?
Yes.
I didn't have a choice.
Why not? If he protected you from her, why did he leave you with her?
Oh, I thought you were asking why did I not make the choice to go with him.
No, you couldn't make the call. You were a kid.
I was very little. Yeah.
If he was protecting you from her, why didn't he take you with him when he left her?
Because he wasn't a Christian-based man at the time, that's for sure.
How do you know that?
because of his lifestyle.
Did he tell you that's why he didn't take you?
No, my dad was a rambling man.
So how did you come over that idea? Why don't you ask him, why did you take me with you when you left her?
Well, he's gone now.
Gone where?
You know, he's in heaven. Or yeah, well, he says he was saved. You know, it was actually a couple months before he died. So,
Brad, I got a rub, but I recommend do it to water core. Are you doing the silent prayer?
What's that?
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer and learn to be still so that God can take over your life for you instead of doing all that hoop and hollering praying to the devil.
Okay.
Well, you've been praying to the devil and not God.
Okay, yeah, I'll look at that.
All right, let me know how it goes, all right?
All right, yeah, I'll call back in sometime, Jesse. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-775-3773.
Super chat.
Yesterday on pill.net, I neglected to read from Pastor Chatelet giving 111 gold pills. Uncle Jesse on Colored People Time this morning. Yesterday morning. What the?
He black.
Terrible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kayla got 5 coffees yesterday. Hey, Jesse. What does it mean to love someone? What is love? No opinion? Thank you all and have a wonderful day.
Love is not hating. When you don't have anger, when you don't have resentment, when you have it at all, when it's gone, you have perfect love. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah.
Lori, biblical question answer.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
To me, it simply means light and dark, or good and evil, don't work together or even exist together, says Lori. That's why the purpose of life is to overcome the dark and return to perfect light. Beautiful question, Jesse.
Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate your response.
BQA from N Heat, when you return to the Father, you will come to understand the light attracts darkness. Good.
Is this about the biblical question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good attracts evil. Overcome evil and darkness with obedience. # obedience is better than sacrifice. # evil always requires a pure sacrifice, says he.
Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday. What does that mean, obedience better than sacrifice?
I don't know, but it's in the Bible.
That obedience better than sacrifice?
Yes. Well, I kind of know, because it's better to obey than to be like, oh, sorry, let me sacrifice afterwards.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Gregatron says, hey, read this in an AI robot voice slowly. Thank you for calling or listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. You are much appreciated. Jesse will be with you shortly. Press 1 if you love white people. Press 2 if you love black people. 3 if you love the Alu'u Akbar people. 4 if you love the Mexicans. 5 if you love the Jews. 6 if you love clean neighborhoods. 7 if you love the ladies. 8 if you love everybody. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Gregatron. Kim Heller.
Tonight, Gregatron.
The Fallen State guest.
Who is that?
Kim Heller, the Fallen State guest from last week, the South African gal.
Who is this from?
She herself posted on X.
Oh, she
did? I thought I would share it.
Okay.
She posted, this is the craziest interview I have ever done. JLP Talk is hilarious. He is convinced there is a white genocide in South Africa, thinks Nelson Mandela was an evil communist, educated women problematic.
Thank you, Kim. You see it quite clearly. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you.
Spanky Spank says, do you recommend borrowing a loan?
No. Nice. I wouldn't recommend it. Thank you.
Anthony, everybody and their mama into the saloon.
Amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, more of your calls back in a moment.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people
are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-753-773-888-77-JESSE. Join our newsletter. Sign up now. You will not regret it. It's free. Go to jesseleepeterson.com or rebuildingaman.com. Don't miss out. Join today. It'll be amazing. And like this video. Like. Y'all hear me saying, like this video, right? Like it. Amazing. And for personal shout-outs, and I would do them for you. Personal shout-outs. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, hello. Hello, how is you? I was wondering if we can get together to go over everything. Personal shout-outs. Whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right? And again, like this video. I am told to tell y'all to like this video. I thought y'all were already doing it anyway. Like it now. Not tomorrow, but now. Like it. I want to know. What do y'all think about this situation? And then I get to your calls. And some of you might not be aware of this, but there's a protest going on, not only in Chicago, California, all the Democrat-controlled cities, and states. But for some reason, up in Portland, Oregon, they've been protesting up there for a while. And I don't know what they want. I don't know why they're doing it, who is paying them to do it, and what is it that they want. They have been, like, ever since the George Floyd thing, they have been tearing down buildings and burning buildings and destroying communities and just having a hissy fit. I'm like, how do these people go to work every day? Who's paying them? Or is this their daily job? Are they being paid so they don't have to go to a real job? They are being paid to go out and cause anarchy. Anarchy. Why are they doing this? What's the purpose? Portland protester clashed with federal agents over the weekend. Watch this from Jesse Ward of Fox News Show. Watch this.
Chicago is not the only city clashing with the feds. The Portland battle is 100 days in counting. The city's rebelling against the federal government, just like in Chicago. Portland PD won't keep federal agents safe either. They actually slapped them with a zoning violation for boarding up their building's windows so Antifa can't see inside.
But it can't be just about the illegal alien who broke the law to be here. Because they know if you broke the law, you're going to be punished for breaking the law, right? Unless Joe Biden or Donald, or the father Messiah, Barack Obama, is in charge. They were already doing this prior to the illegal aliens roundup. Who is paying them? How much money can they pay their rent with it? Really? It's like they go to work every day for this. Antifa members were attacking journalists in Portland. Why is this? From Jesse Waters.
Last week, independent journalist Nick Sorter got mobbed by Antifa, and Portland PD arrested him. They were forced to drop charges, but over the weekend, he got roughed up again. Another reporter got a black eye, and the city of Portland shrugged.
I immediately ran to a Portland police officer, hunted down the suspect, chased her through the streets and said, "This is my assault suspect. Can you guys finally do something?" And I had eyes on her for about 35 minutes. Portland police refused to come in and make an arrest. And I had three officers just standing there.
Portland PD actually says Katie had it coming. New emails say journalists are antagonizing protesters until they're assaulted. They refuse to walk away. Reporters on the ground aren't supposed to walk away. They have to be on the ground to cover the story. But Portland police doesn't want reporters covering how dangerous their city's become. We asked Portland PD for a statement, and they said, no comment.
Number one, why are women out there involved in it? This is a war. It's an evil war, but it's a war. Why are women out there trying to be reporters? What an ego, huh? And then number two, why are they fighting on the flag? They should not burn the American flag if they love the country, but they want to burn it, then they burn it. You ain't going to beat me up over a flag. It's important. It's a symbol of America, but it's just a flag. And you're going to let some angry people jump on me about because they want to burn a flag for three of them. But I don't understand what the Antifa people want. And who is paying them? Are they getting enough money to pay the rent? And who are they getting from? What do they want? And why would the government, if it's true, why would the government of Portland tell the police to stand down and just let people burn and get beat up and all that? Human beings are evil. I try to tell you, there's nothing good in human nature. You're not going to find goodness in human beings at all. You can look up and down and you can claim, oh, I can find some good in them. No, you're not. Human beings are evil, worse than what you can imagine. Why would the government tell the police, no, if it's true, stand down, let the people burn and destroy and fight and rob and steal and kill? Even if the ICE agents are there doing their job, deporting criminals, illegal aliens, those who broke the law, criminals. What's going on? Now do you believe me that this is hell on earth? Heaven is not heaven. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Even a Portland man was spat upon by a protester. Watch this.
And it's not just ICE, and it's not just reporters. Random people driving through the neighborhood are getting ambushed.
That guy in the white beard spit on me. You guys lost the election. You lost the country. This is America. This is not a third world country. All you guys got is your lazy, unemployed mouth. That's it. Go get a job. I guarantee you're unemployed. I guarantee you're unemployed. I guarantee. Where do you work?
Across the street, my.
Why are you out there fighting with the devil? Why do you fight with the devil in your imagination and the devil inside of other people? Why? Why? Tell me why. I want to know. Why do you fight with the devil in yourself, in your imagination and emotions? And you fight with the devil inside of others. What a thrill, huh? 888-77-JESSE. What a mess. Thank you for that, Derek. I don't understand. And why Portland? They've been doing this in Portland for a while. What happened that made what drew them to Portland? What is it? What's going on? Christina is out of New Mexico. Christina, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
Hope you all are doing well today.
All is well. Thank you.
Nice. I was calling to answer give my 2 cents on the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light, and the absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
Well, I might be wrong, but, you know, this is just my understanding based on where I'm at in my growth right now. But to me, my understanding of it is if there's even a little bit of evil or even a little bit of darkness, there's always the potential for it to grow because anything that you feed grows. So to have it completely gone leaves you in good because there's nothing evil to feed or there's no darkness to feed in you.
Interesting.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, you know, how when Trump would have those rallies, he would always say that story about the woman who found the dying snake. It's kind of like when evil is almost at its end, it always looks its most pitiful and its most pathetic. It's like its last resort. And if you pity it, like, that means there's a little evil in you to feed it, and it'll turn on you. Because at the end, he wound up killing the woman, and he even called her a fool because she knew what he was all along. It didn't matter if he was strong or weak. It's still there.
I want to respond, Christine, but as you know, I got to wait until Sunday, but it's very interesting. I thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem, Jesse. I hope you all do very well.
Thank you. That's amazing. Stay with
bye-bye.
It. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Take care. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Charles out of Los Angeles. Charles, you are on the air. Hey, Charles. Amazing. That's Charles had waited for a while. Let me go to Roger, a first-time caller out of Boston. Roger, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Roger.
Yeah, my question was, I watch your show all the time.
Thank you.
And I was watching with a couple of friends, and we see, you're making statements about, you know, like, well, blacks, you know, I'm Caucasian, so blacks, and you're saying about their moral character and stuff. And
you Caucasian,
the problem is,
you say?
Is that,
Roger, you say you're white?
So, yeah, well, I'm mixed.
Mixed with what?
I'm half Portuguese and I'm half Italian.
So you're not Caucasian then?
Yeah, that's no. And where I'm from, Jesse, that's Caucasian.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I understand what you're saying, but. See, where I live, Jesse, see, it's a predominantly white area. And all the crimes, see, the crimes are based on where you live. See, you don't have, we don't have blacks coming into our area doing crimes because they'll be spotted walking around. It's like blacks do a lot of crime and blacks because they can stay in their own area and do their own dirt. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's why a lot of crime, and there's a lot, and you notice right now, the crime spree with the shootings and the church shootings is predominantly white people. And it seems like nobody's addressing the white kids. You know, they have a problem too. And everybody's like, when you, like, I know you do a good job, you're doing, you know, but by addressing black, and now the whole system is flawed, like you said one time. It's about, no, it's evil. I understand. It's not, it's the devil is evil, it's creating this. But it's not, blacks aren't the only one that's evil. I mean, now basically the evil is being spread around, as you can see. You know what I mean?
And so your question for me is what?
Oh, no, I'm saying, do you agree that blacks aren't the only ones with moral character problem? And see, where I live also, Jesse, it's a two-family home. It's a mother and father.
Right.
And a lot of the kids are messed up even with a mother and father.
So are you happy that the blacks don't live in your area? So that way they're not committing a crime in your area? Are you happy that blacks don't live in your area?
Well, it's the point where I'm not happy. I mean, I see them, I walk by them. You know what I mean? It's like I sound like I'm anti-black.
Do you want
we have enough problems.
Do you want some blacks to live in your area?
I got to think about that. Let me call you back on that one, Jesse. I'm not being mean.
I understand. I understand that. You're right.
No, but see, but I understand. See, the thing is, Jesse, what I'm saying, what you're saying, in certain neighborhoods, there's different problems.
Right.
And mostly it's the problems in our
neighborhood.
There's
nothing but crime and destruction.
In white
neighborhoods, there is beauty, but lately some white guys have been killing.
Yeah. But see, Jesse, that's another thing, Jesse. When I was younger, I had a friend that lived in the projects. He was white. You see, it's like you were saying about upbringing. He was like a thug, a hood, you know, because he grew up in the projects.
Right.
And so it's your upbringing. If you're not brought up correctly, you could be white and still end up messed up. You know what I mean? And you could be black. Because I know black friends. I went to college with Jesse. They're articulate. They're smart like you. You know what I mean? You know, they're knowledgeable. And they don't have a stitch of ghetto in them.
So
you
what's
know what
wrong with the blacks, Roger?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yes.
To me, what's wrong with the blacks is not all blacks. It's not, like you said, it's not all. Most of the blacks,
not
like
all,
the blacks
not
I
all,
know.
Not all, but most. But what's wrong with the blacks?
Okay, well, it depends. A lot to do is how they're raised.
Right.
How they're raised. But see, like you have a thing
and
about
I
women.
I understand why you don't want them in your area. And so white people have to separate from the blacks because there's a genocide on the whites now. So I wouldn't want them in my area either if I were you.
Yeah, but see, I'm having problems with our white residents. They're doing enough. They're on fentanyl, B&Es. That's what I'm trying to say. The crime in the suburbs
is a white drug, not a black one.
Excuse me?
Fentanyl is a white drug, not a black people drug.
Yeah. And we have a lot of overdoses. I have a lot of friends. Their kids dying at 23, 24, dying. And,
right.
And you have a lot of drug dealers now selling that fentanyl.
Would you rather live in a white area with white people taking fentanyl, or would you want to live in a black area with black people smoking pot and doing crack?
Well, matter of fact, Jesse, since you brought that up, that crack is up in my neighborhood now. Somebody brought it over there.
No, but which area would you rather live in? A white area where white people are doing fentanyl, or a black area where the blacks are doing crack and cocaine?
Well, where I'm living now.
I rest my case.
It's more peaceful.
Right. So
but it's peaceful, Jesse, because...
Because you're white.
See, but like I said, the blacks that you're talking about, it's not... See, the blacks I wanted to call it, you're talking about a thuggish mentality. You're talking about hoods. You're talking about people that
but the blacks
don't have respect
go to
for
college.
Themselves.
The blacks that go... Not all, but most. The blacks that go to college hate white people, too.
Blacks that go to college hate white people?
Yeah.
Not all,
but most black people that go to college hate white people.
Well, it goes both. You're right. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. There's whites that hate blacks. There's blacks that hate Hispanics. There's Asians. You have a lot of problems in college with Asians.
But there are black
Indians,
people that go to college. Not all, but most hate white people.
Yeah, but see. You're speaking for every black, and you can't do
I
that.
I'm saying not all, but most, but I'm not speaking for any blacks at all. I speak for myself, not for anyone else.
Okay, all right, that's your opinion. Yeah, you're right. But you can't say, Jesse, to them because they're not sure. You're not sure because I got black people that you know, that you and me, I put it behind a sheet, and they start talking, you wouldn't even know they're black. So, and you got blacks that are thugs, like you said, they'll cut your throat and shoot you in a second. You know what I mean? That's too difficult, believe me.
But there are college black people that hate white folks. Most of the college black people hate white people. And they're only in college because of affirmative action and now DEI.
Oh, no, no, Jesse, affirmative action is gone. So, no,
right. Now they have DEI. It's the same as affirmative action. They just changed the name of it.
But DEI, Jesse, the most people that benefit from DEI was white women. White women.
No, that's not black women. Not white women, man.
White women. You can look it up, Jesse Bowen. That's another conversation.
No, but it's black women get more from free affirmative action and DEI than any other person.
But see. The thing about DEI, Jesse, is that DEI, see, you still have to take SATs and scholastic tests.
You don't have to pass if you're black.
Yes, you do, Jesse.
No, you get a lower score if you're black. Let's say that you have to make...
No, you're saying more than about...
Right? The black person.
More about it. Maybe. I've been out of college a while.
Yeah.
But maybe.
No,
I don't. I know it's not like that
no,
now. Because I got a son.
They changed the rule. If you're black, you ain't got to pass the SAT. You just have to look at it.
Well, I'll look into that. But
yeah, let me know.
You might be right. I'm not going to say you're wrong. But it's not to me. It doesn't sound right.
Black people are not required to be their best. They're just required
black
to be
people
black.
Are what?
They're not required to be their best. Roger, thank you. Call me again.
Okay.
Bye. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
And there's a little update on the China virus vaccines. Maybe a little truth
and balance out of the government for a change. Wouldn't that be nice? And hurricane season. Watch out for the storms over there on the East Coast or wherever you may be. The Gulf, I suppose, maybe. Fans, quote unquote, are disappointed in their Taylor Swift's new album. What a mess. Where is the loyalty? There is none. Terrible. I'm a loyal, whatever. Anyway, so-called country artist Zach Bryan, he did an anti-ICE song. Is that true? I saw a picture of him. He looks all young and pudgy, like he doesn't know anything. He hasn't lived, but maybe he has. He just has a young face, perhaps. And Sean Diddy Combs, Trump has confirmed that Sean Diddy Combs requested a pardon. Do it, do it, do it. Just kidding around. Not fully kidding, but maybe. I don't know. Bill Nye and Comedy Nonsense Network are acting like Trump is ending NASA. NASA. NASA does not mean lies. He is cutting funding, they say, according to reports, according to Comedy Nonsense Network. He's cutting NASA funding. Good news for the space deniers. But Trump is pro-space. So I don't know what they're complaining and crying about. And there's a new lady in charge of CBS. And she is a radical centrist. Is she like a lesbian or something? I think she calls herself gay. Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss. And I don't know. A woman. But I don't know. Anyway, there's this judge that will not block Trump's National Guard in Chicago for now. I don't know what this for now means. There are fishermen in like Trinidad and somewhere else. I don't know. Some other name I don't recognize. That they're scared of being confused for a drug boat. These fishermen boats, they're scared of getting shot, I guess. You know, because Trump and Hegseth have been shooting down these drug boats or sinking them, you know, blasting them. Whew. Anyway, Trump may work with the Democrats amid this shutdown, as you may know. And Australian government had an AI error littered government report. I don't know. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, the 7th of October, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. To get on old, to get on air with JLP, all right? And the third and final hour of JLP's show for today. And then after that, thehakereport.com. And then American Anchor Baby. Check it out. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble and on audio podcast. Comedy Nonsense Network talking about those flight delays. One of the most severe disruptions occurred yesterday, Monday, at California's Burbank Airport. I was telling you about that. The control tower completely shut down, resulting in hours-long delays because of these bums calling out sick because they're not getting paid for the time being. They'll get paid later, I think, once the government shutdown ends. But they're calling in sick. I bet you that they're just doing it to hurt the people and because they're trifling and lazy. They stay paid anyway. They don't really care. It's like 911. It's a joke in your town. The towers in Burbank, Phoenix, Denver all had staffing triggers reported to the public FAA operations plan. Other facilities that handle air traffic around airports in Newark, New Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and in Indianapolis were also short-staffed. Lamos. Anyway, the China virus vaccines, the CDC signed off on a recommendation that patients must consult a healthcare provider to get a China virus vaccine. The updated guidance made it by a new panel of vaccine advisors chosen by HHS Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a departure from the broader push in past years for most people to get an updated China virus shot. You know, the COVID-19 global homo word for it. Health experts claim this will keep China virus vaccines available, but may also create more barriers to access, communist buzzword, than in past years. CVS, previously limited China virus shots in some places, said, I don't know, whatever. I don't care. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show already. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a juicy. Well, greater than a juicy. This one is like, I almost said Mamma Mia, but it's better than that. Let's call it amazing. What manner of question is this? It is amazing. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of good, of evil, is good. What does that mean? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it. That way you don't miss a beat, no matter what you're doing. On your phone, you can be listening to the show. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. So different time zones, and some people just can't sit and watch, so they do podcasts. But you can listen on your phone no matter what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. Yeehaw! And all my life, Tuesday has been and is always country and western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you take this anger from my soul. And I'll shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. Earth is not heaven, and God is not man. And hell is right here on earth, living and human beings. And mind and emotions of human beings. And it's amazing to see it. WKYT is proving this to you and me. The family of a Kentucky boy says justice has not been served after the man convicted of stabbing to death, was released. Watch this from WKYT. Watch this.
Just down the street behind me is where the unthinkable happened. Logan Tipton's family say Ronald Exantis came into their home and attacked them, resulting in Logan's death. Now correction officials say Ronald Exantis is being released.
He stood up with me on top of him, just stood up and threw me 10, 15 feet across the room and went after her.
Dean Tipton says December 7th, 2015 is a night that changed his life. He says his children woke him up. He then found a man attacking his children.
And when I got to the top of the stairs, he attacked me. He came at me with a knife.
The night took a tragic turn with the loss of a life, his six-year-old son, Logan. Dean says immediately after Logan's death, he lost his will to live.
I laid in bed. I gave up. I gave up on life. I gave up on my family. I gave up on everybody. I just wanted to die.
In the years since, the family has done their best to cope, but mentions they are mentally and emotionally scarred. And they are hurt that Ronald Exantis will no longer be behind bars.
Isn't that amazing? If this is true, it's still more proof that blacks in America today can get away with murder in your own home. White people, you are under genocide, whether you accept it or not, realize it or not. And black people are being used for that in the same way they're being used in mommy Africa. White people are under genocide in mommy Africa. And the blacks are being, and not all, but most are being used to destroy white folks. And the blacks are proud to do it. What a sad way to live, huh? In your own home, you're not safe, according to this report. I don't know, but I'm just going about allegedly. This black guy, when is this man home and attack his family? Had a white man done that or been accused of doing that, it would be all over the planet. That's all we'll ever be talking about in America. The Kentucky boy's father says if he ever crosses path with his son's killer, he will kill him. From WKYT. Watch this.
Everybody deserves a fighting chance to have justice for them, and it's not.
I've had my talks with God because I'm not afraid to tell you all. I told the court, if I ever cross paths with him, I will kill the man. I will kill him where he stands.
The family says they've been notified that Ronald Exantis will serve 6 months of parole in Florida. But for now, in Versailles, Jackson Plank, WKYT.
6 months, according to the report. That's how much your life is worth, white people. That's what your life is worth. And y'all just laying around like you don't see it happening. You'd rather go attack the Jews before dealing with this genocide upon you by the blacks. Like somehow or another, attacking the Jews is going to stop the blacks from hurting you. It's not going to happen. Hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. This is the Old Testament being played out every day, right here on earth. And the New Testament, the new location from living, for living, is in you. It ain't in the Bible. It ain't in a book. It ain't in a neighborhood. It's in you. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. I would invite you, but do what you want. Want to enter into that new life that's been made for you, for all who will receive it. You can have eternal life. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. Whatever color you might be, male or female, you don't have to be you any longer. But I realize human beings love thrills. And you can, hey, Jesse, you're wrong, and prove me wrong. Check out how you, the individual, man or woman, rich or poor, black or white, so-called famous or non-famous, see how much you love thrills. Everything you do is about a thrill. You feel good. You feel bad. You feel happy. You feel sad. You feel like a good person. You feel like a bad person. You feel like a right person. You feel like a wrong person. You feel like a black person. You feel like a white person. You feel like a Mexican. You even feel like a Chinese. Oh, you want rice? You love the thrill. You roam the earth to see what you can do to get a thrill. Even when you can make someone cry, you call that power because you get the thrill of it. If you can create a war and get people killed, you get a thrill because you call that power. I have power, you say, when it's just a thrill. Thrills are not power. They're not a power. You can make someone vote for you, and then you say, you get the thrill, oh, they voted for me. Now you work hard to keep that thrill or get it back because it doesn't stay. You even jump on the top of a train and get killed for the thrill of it, all for the thrill of it. PIX 11 News is reporting, teen girls were found dead at a Brooklyn subway station early Saturday morning after subway surfing. Watch this from ABC 7.
Zemfira Mukhtarov was just 12 years old. Her friend was just 13. Both were found dead at a subway station in Brooklyn. The tragedy, a grim reminder of the danger of this dangerous stunt, largely fueled by videos posted on social media.
Five people have died this year compared to six last year, according to the NYPD. And police have made more than 100 arrests this year. In fact, just this morning, police drone video spotted two boys on top of a train in Queens.
She was just always there for me, like, she was everything for me.
11-year-old Miriam Mukhtarov tells me her 12-year-old sister, Zemfira, was her best friend.
We'd explore all NYC.
But when her mom saw this video on TV Saturday, her heart sank. With her parents' permission, Miriam spoke with me.
And I was like, look, that's her skateboard and that's her coach bag. And I'm like, that's her.
The soon-to-be 13-year-old had been killed subway surfing in Brooklyn on a J train. It was 3 in the morning at the Marcy Avenue subway station. The eighth grader was with another girl, a 13-year-old, who Miriam says her sister recently met on social media.
Amazing. That's what happened when you make thrills the way of life for you. When you make thrills your life, it's just a thrill. It's not life. The girl told ABC News that her older sister was angry with her the night before the older sister died. ABC 7 again.
Friday night, the sisters were together at their home in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
She didn't talk to me because she got mad at me, so she kind of ignored me that night, which is kind of sad.
She says Zemfira snuck out of the house while the family was sleeping.
I feel like it's God's plan to, like, take her. Like, what if he needs her really badly?
Miriam tells me her sister didn't talk much about subway surfing, insisting she would never do it. Her message to other young people?
I'm like, don't do it, because, like, it's just not worth it.
Amazing. Well, first of all, girl, she ain't in God's, and God don't need her. I don't know where she is, but I know that God ain't planned for her to go on a train for a thrill so she can die and go to heaven because God need her. What a fantasy. This is what happens when you love thrills. God, it ain't God planned for that. God had nothing to do with that, period. Heaven is not earth, and man is not God. Now, if you just want to feel good, say, oh, God, it was God planned because God need her. God doesn't need her, and he didn't plan for that. That is straight out of hell. Satan encouraged her to do that, if anything. 11 years old. What a mess! And if you think that's bad, and it is, Hot 97 is reporting. A clip has begun circulating online from an interview Aisha Curry did with the Call Her Daddy podcast back in August. During the episode, Aisha revealed she had a different plan for her life before marrying NBA star Stephen Curry. According to this report, she said, I didn't want no kids. I didn't want kids, she said. I didn't want to get married, according to the report. She told host Alex Cooper, watch this from X.
That you had four, one man is the hot.
All my life I've been surviving. You want me to come back to it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to be career girl and that's it. And I had my eyes set on my goals. And I was never the little girl that like dreamt about the wedding dress and all of that. And then it happened so early in my life.
Did you talk to Steph about it?
He tries to resonate with me, but he just can't. And he also comes from a place of like, it's effing stupid. Like, it's not true. So why are you? And I'm like, but wait, like, listen to how it makes me feel. And he's like, but why does it make you feel like that? It's not real. After we got married, we found out we were pregnant with our daughter so quickly. I didn't even have time to think about what I wanted anymore. It's so interesting. I spent my entire life like trying to work towards something and then it kind of just disappeared and I didn't think twice about it. But after my daughter turned one, I remember there being a shift and being like, I have goals for myself. Like this doesn't feel right. I love being a mom, but I love doing other things too. And I need to get my shit together and figure out what that looks like for myself now.
What a mess, huh? Hell on earth. Poor Stephen or Stephen, whatever his name is. He must be catching the blues. What a mess. You can overcome if you like, or you can stay in your misery. You don't have to be you any longer. Really? You don't have to be. That should be like good news to everybody. You mean I don't have to be me anymore? What the? That should be a time of rejoicing. Bob is a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Bob, you are on the air, Bob.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Bob.
I got it. Amazing.
Amazing.
I got a couple questions for you, man.
Okay.
I hear you talking a lot. I hear you saying a lot of things. Mainly two questions.
Okay.
So my first question leads off from what you were saying earlier about the blacks and how they can't.
What's wrong they can't with get the a hold blacks? Of themselves.
Yeah, they can't get a hold of themselves because they're too busy worrying about the Jews.
The blacks worry about the whites.
Yeah, the whites. That's what it is, the whites. The whites can't get a hold of themselves because they can't control the blacks because they're too busy worried about the Jews. So I want to ask you a couple questions about that.
Yes.
You said that they shouldn't be worried about the Jews at all.
Who?
My question is the whites or anybody.
Right.
Anybody. Right. Anybody. Yeah. Why? Well, they killed Jesus. Why are you protecting them so bad?
Who killed Jesus?
Why are you... The Jews, as far as I'm concerned, so as far as I hear, my whole life, the Jews killed Jesus.
But
the
Jesus Jews
instructed
not
the
dead.
Romans to kill Jesus.
Do you believe Jesus dead?
Besides all that, why are you protecting them so hard? They ran COVID. They killed Kennedy.
Do you
they
believe?
They don't admit
Bob,
that they have weapons
Bob,
of mass
let's
destruction.
Let's do it one at a time, Bob. Let's do it one at a time. Do you believe Jesus is dead?
Yeah, I believe he died on the cross for my sins.
He's not dead. He's alive.
And where is he?
In you.
He's in me?
Yeah.
Is he also in the Jews?
Yes. Yes.
Well, they don't believe that. They believe that he already came back.
You don't believe it either.
Believe
you don't believe
different.
That he's in you either.
Regardless of whether I believe that or not, that has nothing to do with the fact of
do
what
you believe
the control
that,
of the world that they have.
Do you and believe
how,
that,
how much
Bob, one at a time, don't rush, slow down. Do you believe that he's in you?
Spiritually, yes.
Do you believe Jesus in you?
In spirit, yes.
And why do you believe that?
I believe that because it's just something I feel.
What? So what now?
I just feel that. It's a belief. You ask me if I believe, I believe.
Well, belief,
it doesn't require a lot of proof.
Belief is not, Jesus being in you is not a feeling. You can't feel it.
You asked me if I believe.
Right.
Is that correct?
Did.
So
anyway,
believing
now
doesn't have
that
a lot
he's
of proof.
Not in you. Do you have a right to be mad at the Jews if he's not in them too, as well?
That's an assumption that I'm mad at the Jews. My mad at the Jews has nothing. I don't have a vote in any of that. I can't be mad at something that's out of my control. But I do see what's going on.
Are you mad
now,
at the Jews?
Now, let me ask you a question. Well, how could I be mad at something that's out of my control?
No,
I'm not mad at them. Let me ask you something.
You say you're not angry
I
at
I want
them?
To know why. I have no anger towards them, but I see what's going on.
But then why
can't
do you make the statement about them killing Jesus then? Why is that important to you?
It's not just Jesus. They bomb hospitals. They kill babies.
Why is that important to you that they killed Jesus then?
Why are you ignoring the fact that there's
a genocide
going on?
I'm
going
to let you get to
the rest
other stuff
of the world.
You're trying to say. Why is that important to you that they killed Jesus? Why is that important to you?
I think you misunderstood the question. It's not important to me.
Then why is it even on your mind then?
I've been told that my entire life, and you brought it up.
I brought what up?
You brought up not paying attention to the Jews.
But I didn't bring up they killed Jesus.
Yeah, I've been told that my entire life.
And you believe
Am
it?
Am I wrong? Are they wrong?
And you believe
Was that
it?
Wrong? Was it wrong?
The Jews did not kill Jesus. The Jewish rabbi recommended the military kill Jesus.
I said that in the beginning.
No, you
the
didn't
Jews
say
told
that.
The Romans, I did say the Jews told the Romans to kill Jesus.
Not
yes,
the
I
Jew,
did.
The Jews didn't tell the Romans to do that. The rabbis who were jealous of Jesus told them that.
What were they? Were they Christians or the Jews?
They were Jewish.
Okay, so thank you. The Jews told the Romans to kill Jesus, as
not,
I said.
Not
why are
the
you protecting
Jews,
them?
The rabbi Jews. You make it sound like all the Jews told the Romans to kill Jesus. It was just
either
the,
way, I wasn't around.
It was
I wasn't the, around when that happened, so I'm not the, angry about that.
It was just the rabbis.
Well, I am angry. Well, I'm not even angry about
can
this.
Can we get that part
to
clear
fact,
so we can move on? It was just the rabbis, right?
Sure, it was Jewish rabbis.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't understand the fact that you
were
like
the Jews.
To look
the
other way.
Jews that are around now, were they around when the rabbis back then told the military to kill Jesus? The Jews that are here now, were they here then?
Nobody lives to be 2025 years old, Jesse, but I do believe that they are the type of people.
Were the Jews today around when the Jews of yesterday told the military, the rabbi Jews told the military to kill Jesus? The Jews today, were they around?
Are you asking if somebody's 2,000 years old?
Were the Jews today around when the Jews of 2,000 years ago recommended the military kill Jesus?
Do you want a one-word answer, or would you like me to explain it? Because
were
I can
the
tell
Jews
you that they
today around when the Jews of those
absolutely.
Years...
They
were,
absolutely.
The Jews of today was around?
Are you going to let me tell you yes? Or are you going to interrupt me and ask me the same question? Yes, they were, because those you know and I know the Jewish people love to preserve their bloodline. Am I wrong about that?
But they're not around, Bob.
They're not around.
I don't care what they love to do with the blood.
They're not.
But they're not around,
they're not 2,000 years old.
They're not
nobody's
around,
2,000
Bob.
Years old.
Nope. Are you,
can we answer the
are
next
you
question?
White, Bob?
Am I? No, I'm no, Jesse.
What are you?
I'm mixed. Can you?
You mixed with
nobody
what?
Nobody lives to be two. Does anybody live to be 2,000?
You mixed with what?
Italian, Irish, and African.
So were you around when slavery happened?
No, of course not.
But the blacks blame you for slavery.
Nobody does that. Nobody
yes, they
does.
Do. They blame the whites.
I've never heard that come out of anybody.
You're lying.
Me.
You have
me.
Heard that. You're lying.
Nobody said that to me.
They may not say it to you one-on-one, but they blame white people for slavery.
Are you going to let me ask any of the
is
questions?
Is that true
I
or not? Is that true or not?
I don't. I've never heard any of my people.
Do the blacks blame the whites for slavery?
If they do, they're wrong, but maybe.
I'm sorry?
There's lots of them. There's lots of them. Who
did
knows?
Did you say if they do, they're wrong?
That's impossible because they
did
know
you,
that black
did you say
owners
if they do,
slaves.
They're wrong?
Of course.
See, are you wrong for blaming the Jews of today for something that Jews did for 2,000 years ago?
When did I do that?
Are you wrong for doing that?
If I did, I would be wrong.
You did. You said, oh, the Jews killed Jesus.
They did. You said
no, they did.
Yourself.
Jesus is not even dead, first of all.
So the cross thing was a whole hypothetical, or what?
So what now?
So the cross thing was a whole hypothetical?
What do you mean?
He didn't die on the John. I mean, with John 3:16.
You even said that the Jews today are responsible for what the Jews did for 2,000 years
no,
ago.
No way.
You
no
did
way.
Say
I never
that.
Said that.
You just, yeah, you did say that.
You're putting words in my mouth because you don't want to answer the question.
Did you say that? Hey, come here.
He said,
you know,
do you want
you know
a one-word answer?
On
he said, do you want a one-word answer and be, about the Jews today being responsible? And he said, with strength and with confidence.
Said,
you can back
absolutely.
It up. He said, yes.
Absolutely, because the bloodline still exists.
So then
nobody
you're responsible
20,
for slavery
000,
then.
Years old.
You're absolutely
nobody
responsible for slavery then.
You can misquote me all you want, but nobody lives to be 2,000 years old. I know I said that.
No, and you said that the Jews are responsible for what happened then.
People that were alive back then are responsible
for what
happened
back then. Hold on a minute.
Can you
hold? Bob, can you hold?
Sure.
Sure. Hold on. Sure. All right. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Pules.net. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Jesse, the Hake Report. Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, he even has on a Hake Report shirt, and he'll tell y'all all about it. You know he does. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. And after that, oh Lord, not George, Lord. But the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to Bond and make a donation, folks. All right? Help us to help others. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can go to the scan QR code to support Bond. Or if you're old like me, you can mail it in. Or if you're young, you can mail it in. Make it out to Bond, check a money order, mail it to P.O. Box, Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And all the information is there at RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. I want to go back to Bob out of a first-time call out of P.A. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I wanted to finish on what we were talking about here.
Okay.
About I don't understand why you have so much love for Israel. I want to clear something up that me and my friend were talking about. The Bible, you say, bless Israel. It does not say bless Israel. It says bless Abraham, which was passed on to his descendants. The nation of Israel was developed in the 40s. It has nothing to do with the biblical terms in Abraham, anything like that. Netanyahu is committing a genocide. They're dropping bombs on hospitals. When I have to look at my phone,
how do you know that?
It does make.
How do you know that?
How do I know that?
Yes.
I don't know that I'm talking to you right now, if you're going to play that game.
How
I know
do
that
you
because
know
I trust the report.
How do you know that Netanyahu is a part of the dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin? How do you know he's committed genocide?
First off, the word Trump and genocide shouldn't even be in the same paragraph.
How do you know Netanyahu is committing genocide?
Because when the finger is pointed to them and they have the answer for dropping a bomb on a hospital, they say it was an accident.
Bob, how do you know that Netanyahu is committing genocide?
when you claim it was an accident, you take ownership. That's how I know.
You're not telling me how you know Netanyahu is committing genocide. You're not telling me how you know that. Where's your proof?
He's in charge of...
Where's your proof?
He took ownership. He took ownership.
Bob,
what are you talking about? Out of his mouth. The words out of his mouth.
And so Netanyahu said, I'm committing genocide.
I heard him take ownership for things that have that are defined as genocide.
Did he say he committed genocide?
He said he accidentally dropped a bomb on a hospital.
Did he say he committed genocide?
That's what it is. What are you talking about?
Did he say he committed genocide?
Yeah, the same thing.
Did he say he committed genocide?
Jesse, he didn't use those words.
Then how do you know he's committed genocide?
Because I have a dictionary, and it's the same throughout all of America.
You don't have any proof that Netanyahu is committed genocide. You're saying things all the countries came forward. Bob.
Why are you? What's your support for killing babies like
Bob,
this, Jesse? Why are you supporting Israel?
With no proof.
Can't answer a question. I answered a lot of your questions. I've been on with you for 23 minutes, and you can't answer one question.
You haven't given me any proof.
The original question is: why do you support Israel in such a way?
Why do you support Israel in such a way? Hold on a minute. So Bob,
Bob, hold on. The whole world's watching.
I'm gonna let you go if you talk over me.
I already know that.
Well, then hold on, then I won't have to let you go. So I want y'all to know, Bob said he's committing genocide, referring to Netanyahu. Netanyahu never said he would commit genocide. Bob has no proof that he committed genocide. He's just throwing it out there. And if you listen to that and believe it because Bob said it, you would go saying the same thing. So what's your other question, Bob?
You must be crazy. How come the UN says he's committing genocide? I didn't say that.
You said Netanyahu committed genocide with no proof.
That's not my accusation. There's proof out there. You denying it. My question is, why are you denying it?
Bob, I'll let Bob go. I asked you your proof, Bob. I'm letting Bob go now. And he gave me no proof. What the? 888-7753. See how people just say things? And no proof. And then somebody else here, and they'll run with it. And then they'll tell it like they have proof. I'm like, what the? Let me go to Lamont. Out of Maine. Lamont, you are on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing now, Justin?
All is well, Lamont.
All right, all right. Can you hear me well?
No.
Oh, man. I waited so long, too. That's okay. The devil plays tricks.
Can you hear me now? I know you waited so long, and the devil playing tricks.
That's okay. I want to call back another time when you can hear me.
Okay, because I can't hear you now saying that you're going to call back.
Okay, so you can hear that. Okay.
So what?
I guess it's the sound thing.
It must be a sound thing because I can't hear it. Maybe a sound thing.
Yeah, that's okay, but I will call back. No worries.
But I know what you mean. It must be a sound thing. That's why you're saying, that's okay. I'm going to call back.
Yes.
What do you want to say, Lamar? I can hear you, man.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay.
You don't know I can hear you? I'm repeating what you're saying.
That's how I know, right? Isn't that confirmation?
Right, but you were going to hang up because you thought I couldn't hear you.
And that's me in my mind, in my thoughts. You're right.
What a mess.
I just wanted to I don't even know because I've been hearing so many callers and how everybody is just so mad.
I know. What a mess, huh?
It is, but there's nothing nobody... people just need to be present so they can see what they're doing. and nobody can see. They're just repeating what they heard, or they're just comfortable and there's no change. So there's no, yeah, it is sad, but it's not sad, so sad that I'm going to cry about it. But it is unfortunate. It is sad. It is sad, though. Yeah, it is. It's an amazing thing that we can see. Well, it's an amazing thing that I can see that people are, that I was once like that.
Yeah.
And I could see that people are still like that.
Yeah.
And you just have to leave them alone, right? Most likely.
Let them suffer and die.
Yes. Because if not, you'll suffer and die just giving them the word.
If they, especially if they don't want it.
They don't, nobody wants anything. Yeah. It's like people want the thrill, like you say.
Oh,
but
for
I just,
the thrill of it, thrill of it. Yep.
But the thrills turn into a chill because it kills. Thrills kill.
That's
and people,
sure.
People don't understand that. And it's okay. I always say to myself, like, I kind of can see what Jesus saw back then. Because when you tell somebody something, they get so mad that I guarantee he was like, why are you so mad? He's just a messenger. You know, Jesus was a messenger.
Jesus was like,
Yeah.
I got to run because of time. Call me again, though. Thank you.
I will, and thank you for your time. I appreciate you, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Let me go to first-time caller Bob out of Illinois. Bobby. Not Bob, but Bobby. You're on the air. Bobby?
Hello, Jesse. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Bobby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was calling about the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
What that means is that there is, like you say, no ism. There is no evil. There is no dark, per se. There is only light, and there is only good. And what it is that the darkness and the evil is always there if the light goes away. But there's no, you can't cup a hand of darkness and go walk into a lighted room and make it darker in the room. But you can take a match and light up a completely black space. So, good, bad is what you have when you have the absence of good. Evil is what you have when there's the absence of God.
Amazing. Bobby, I appreciate that, man, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Anthony Pedro, one last time, stands in front of Home Depot and grooving on a cowboy's afternoon.
Really? I couldn't get away too soon. Thank you.
Aries won with 333 gold pills yesterday.
Thank you. Amazing.
Or this morning, actually, first thing.
Right on.
Steve
Thank you.
Steve C., 2 years ago today, October 7th, was it worth it, Hamas?
What's that?
Was it worth it, Hamas?
That's from who?
Steve.
Thank you. Amazing.
David, always be present. The future does not exist. The past does not exist. It's all lies. Bless you, JLP and crew. I wish you well.
Amazing. Thank you.
Flying Fruit, if someone is born again, how much less evil are they?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Flying Fruit.
Yes.
Chris, darkness is the absence of light. The absence of good is evil. Light and good are from the Creator. Darkness and evil are a result of the falling away.
That's a response to the biblical question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Apparently.
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills. Chris, a beta male. crying for the poor Indians. There were wars. We won. Cope, weirdo. A grown man crying for a group of people. Beta.
I didn't understand that call with Chris like that. But thank you, Pastor Shadley. I appreciate it.
He also says with another 111 to the New Zealand caller. This is on pill.net. It's amazing you guys got the bad orange man in your head 24/7 from the other side of the world. Rose, you got. Women cannot logic, says Pastor.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Flying Fruit with another super chat. There is no darkness in itself. It's light that exists. Darkness is the absence of light. Light is needed for shadows, but shadows can't exist in its own.
Response to the biblical question?
Apparently, a little bit.
Thank you. And that's the same person. Another one. From the same person, right?
From a different person.
Oh, thank
Flying
you.
Flying Fruit's given a couple, but not related to the
Oh, right on. Thank you so much.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, why do you think that most blacks think that Nick Fuentes is a racist?
I don't know that they do think that, but thank you, Mike.
Just Joe, all my life I had to like the video.
Like this video, Joe. That's right. Joe, right?
Yeah.
Like the video. Like this video, folks. Thank you.
Tater says, Mamma mia, como te la vu.
Hola. Gracias. Thank you.
See you on Jesse Love and many heart emojis with the little circle underneath the heart. Thank you. See you on.
Thank you, see you on. Amazing.
Anthony, noisy lady. Women start trouble that way. I think that may be referring to the Jewish guy, gal versus the anti-Jewish guys. Not sure.
Amazing. Thank you.
And he says, absence of intelligence is Maxine Waters, AOC.
I rest my case. That's right. What the? Thank you.
Renesia with the BQ 2 cents.
What's the absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
It's like the principle of hermeticism, gender. Not that it's opposite, but it's a duality for harmony. Darkness and light balance, says Renesio.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Alex from Texas asks, Is Asperger-ism real, Jesse? Thank you for addressing the J problem, Jesse, says Alex.
I don't know if Asperger is real. No, Asperger is not real, but I do know people with Asperger are some angry, evil people. That's for sure. They are mean and nasty. I'm like, what the? But it's all anger. It's all evil. And right. Somebody call it Asperger. They always cover up evil with a fancy name.
Indeed.
Thank
Deception.
You. Yeah.
Eric, five coffees in response to the BQ. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of thinking is knowing. The absence of hate is love, says Eric.
Thank you, Eric. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Julie from Connecticut. Hey, you did an amazing job yesterday. Next time, say you're welcome after your I'm proud to say I'm a feminist. Thank you. Ask the callers, your question for me is what? Amazing job, Haik. Thank you.
Thank you, Haik. Haik sat in for me yesterday, for those who don't know. I had to leave, and he took over. So did a feminist call you or something?
No, but referring to the female Monday intro.
Oh, I see. Amazing.
Court said we got gypped out of Jesse, and Haik is no Jesse.
That's right.
Eric bought five coffees.
Thank you.
If I don't perceive every moment as perfect, I'm blind to the truth, he says.
And that's a response to the bill question?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Kayla, three coffees morning. Regarding Portland, I don't know exactly why Antifa and the other protesters are so bad up here.
Right.
But I notice daily all the girly, weak males with purses, tons of lesbians and so-called furry people, generally tons of weak liberals who hate God and the truth. Keep Portland weird is the quote. Gross. Thank you.
What a mess. Do you know why Portland? They seem to be, it's happening all over, but it seems to be primary Portland. Is it for the pork?
Probably.
Oh, for the land. Why are they acting that way in Portland for so long?
There is a line called Keep Portland Weird, and I think that like a lot of hippies went up there. I don't know. It's kind of nearby, beautiful nature. I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought five coffees. What would you rather be taught in schools? I think a class on rational thinking. Or what would you call what Jesse does? Asks someone.
I would rather be taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's what I want to be taught.
The three R's.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, something wrong with Bob. Angry man. On Cash App, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors, Games for Rec, Aries One, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the faithful D-Live crew.
Thank y'all.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Impressive.
We got them. I want to get them every day. Thank you all so much. Let me go to, and don't forget to like this video. Like the video right now. Like it. Like it or else. Let me go to first time call out of New Jersey. Simon. Simon, you're on the air.
Hello. Jesse, you hear me?
Are you on a speaker or something?
One second. Hello? Hello? You can hear me?
I can now. Are you on Bluetooth?
Am I still? Paul here, is
it
good now?
Yeah. Hold on, Simon. Let me let Jared work it out for you. I think he told you not to be on either one, but hold on. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, you are on the air.
Hello. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles.
All right. All right. Good to hear you, boys. Good to hear your voice again. Yeah, I listen to you.
Yours
I just
want to
call.
Charles.
Yeah, I just want to call and comment on the show. I enjoyed it, and you're doing a great job. I enjoy all of the callers that calls in and where you really spend time with each one and giving the answer and put them on the right track to life. And I really appreciate that. And I heard you gave a shout-out to Hurstboro, Alabama, a while back.
Hurstboro, that's right. We used to go to Hurstboro every Saturday.
Ain't nothing like it, is it?
That's right.
Downtown Hurstboro. You got to stop at the cafe.
That's right. Yeah. Sure did.
Yep.
So, Charles, because of time, let me ask the biblical question. The absence of darkness is light, and the absence of good, well, not and, the absence of good is evil. What does that mean?
It means just what it says. When light come in, darkness have to leave. And when you drop evil, goodness come in. When goodness come in, evil has to go. You can't have both. Goodness override evil, and light override darkness.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Hate want to know, how do you spell Hurstboro?
H-U-R-T-S-B-O-R-O.
Right on. That's what he has. He's white.
Yeah, that's Hurstboro. Nothing like it. All right, Jesse.
Thank you, Charles.
I talked to Annie, told me to tell you hi.
Annie, tell her I said hello. Amazing.
I will. All
call
right.
me again,
thank
Charles.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Let me go back to Simon. Let's try it again. Simon, let's try it again. Go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me now, Jesse?
I can, yes.
All right. How you doing? Amazing.
All is well. Oh, amazing.
All is well. All is well. Amazing. I just wanted to call and say I'm a huge, I wouldn't even say fan, I'd say more so supporter. I found out about you, I think, like 3 months ago. Shout out to Get a Job. I agree with a lot of the stuff that you say. Like, at first, when I first started listening to you, when you talked about, like, there's no such thing as racism, I was on the edge. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? But the more I get older and see, it's really just a hate thing.
Yeah.
And even my grandmother, she was around for the civil rights, and she says the same thing. Like, you know, that shit really set us back a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's just hate at the end of the day. A hate, like, a person is going to be hateful. That's it. Nobody's just racist.
I rest my case. You black?
Of course.
He black.
And proud. He black.
He black.
But you know what I'm not, Jesse?
What?
A beta.
Don't be a beta, man. Be an
Never.
Alpha man.
All right, amazing. All right, have a good one, Jesse.
Thank you, Simon, for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, man, he be like, see, his grandmother told him, ain't about racism. Super chat.
Super chat.
Oh, we got him. Oh, I forgot. Thank you. Oh, man, I am so out of time. And thanks to Hake again for sitting near me. I knew he didn't know I was going to do it for that long because I didn't know. But I appreciate it. And get on the straight and narrow, pole. I promise you, if you do it and you stay with it, you will not regret it. And you're going to be amazed at what you will find out and overcome about yourself. Forgive, and God will forgive you. But you got to stop hating. Forgive your mother. You got ain't no way around not forgiving mama and your daddy, but especially your mama. Forgive your mother. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And thank you all for your super chats and your donations. You're helping us to help others as you're being helped. Thank you. The Hake Report is coming up now, and then the American Anchor Baby. To the callers, Rick and others, Rick out of Virginia and others, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour. Thank you all. It's been amazing. Take care.
Check. I had to get on the track one time. Joelle Friday here. Check. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.